This year in Lent and Easter have been a series of coincidences, beginning on Ash Wednesday, which was Valentine's Day. The day of romance, the day of chocolates, the day of the beginning of the greatest love story ever told, that God sent his son to save us. But who would have thought on that Ash Wednesday that by the afternoon, notions of Cupids and Hershey's kisses and romance would turn our attention to violence. And 20 people were killed because of an act of violence in Parkland. And who would have thought that the very same thing Christ endured, violence, would happen one more time on Valentine's Day? But Ash Wednesday, the day on which we stare death down and begin a season that brings us new life in Christ. Next Sunday, as we've told, the paradox, the coincidence, is Easter Sunday is on April Fool's Day. Already people wondering, what will we do with that? Turns out that Adam and Eve were fools. They disobeyed God, and everything went south after that. But Christ is no fool. He came to be the new Adam, and by obedience, reconciled us with God and with one another. The greatest story ever told, taking the mystery out of death, and let us living new life even now. Next Friday will be Good Friday, but also this year it's Passover. A marvelous coincidence of passing over with our Jewish brothers and sisters from the Red Sea to life, in baptism to life in Christ. And what is life, my friends, but spending our entire lives passing over from sin and death to forgiveness and life. And that's what we celebrate here this evening. And even though those three coincidences have been on the calendar for years, who would have thought that the final coincidence would be today? That in fact, there had to be a march about our lives. And who would have thought that one more time violence would rack us in this very area in Great Mills, Maryland on Tuesday? Violence, an act unspeakable. And the girl was removed from life support because she was brain dead. Sin, passing from sin to forgiveness is not always easy. Passing from violence to forgiveness is not always easy. But we're able to do that because we believe in a God who sent his son to die and rise and to help us pass from death to life. A half hour ago, we began the most important march of this week with palms in our hands. And this week we will carry palms, wash feet, kiss a cross, be bathed in water, and come to the altar of life and forgiveness. That's why this week is holy, and that's why our lives matter.